You're listening to Radio TAB across South Australia, the Northern Territory, Queensland and Tasmania.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Tasmanian segment of the Greyhound Show. The Hobart 1000 just around the corner. A man who's very happy about that is Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
Yeah, I'm good, Shane.
And we saw a couple of performances on Thursday night in Hobart that would wet the lips for Tasmanian Greyhound followers. It was a big night for Shane Whitney.
Yes, he put on a bit of a clinic, didn't he, with four winners. And the night started off an Anthony Bullock clinic with the first two, and then Shane took over with four during the night. So, you know, between them, they had a great night.
So, Raz Simpson winning the first for Anthony.
Look, from a litter that Anthony's got several of these out of a very good bitch called Miss Mint, they've got a lot of burn, and they're just starting to put it all together. This bloke held on strongly to beat Top Line Titan, who, you know, makes a meal of his work, Top Line Titan. He just can't decide whether to go in or out. But Raz Simpson's going to win more races than just the juvenile on Thursday night, that's for sure.
Now, Posh Fire's been promising to win one and finally broke through.
Probably the unluckiest dog going around not to have won one just yet. He won a quali at Devonport in fast time, and every other run he's had terrible trouble. But box one was a great advantage to him on Thursday night. He didn't lead, but he kicked up into a challenging position. And when he did get through, he won by six lengths in 26.27, which was outstanding.
And the Shane Whitney Show started in race number three with the highly talented Black Rip back in action after nearly 3 months off.
He's had a lot of problems, Black Rip, including he's only got half as long a tail as he used to. He did run second in the Launceston Cup last year, it should be remembered. So the 340 was right up his alley resuming. He came out brilliantly, just as he'd done most of his career, and he ran 1952, which was a terrific run.
Lovely Banks has been backed and beaten a couple of times of late, but bounced back to winning form.
She started her racing career with a 25.51 at Devonport, which was just amazing, really. And then she's, you know, hasn't been disappointing, but she's had a couple of average draws, which she had on Thursday night as well. But she had a bit of an early battle for the lead, and once she got away, she won pretty comfortably in 26.55, which probably isn't indicative of how quickly she can run.
First leg of the quaddy, Brutal Force turned its recent form around.
He did. He's a dog who needs a fair bit of galloping room, so the big Hobart track suits him. It was the second of Shane Whitney's winners. Colin McCaller alluded to the fact that the third dog, Lakerville, was pretty unlucky. He got beat 5 3/4, and he probably lost double that in the run, but most of it was of his own doing. He just needs to learn how to race, but Brutal Force got the job done very nicely.
Speaking of Brutal Force, Senor Slammer taking out the invitation.
Yes, Senor Slammer, just an outstanding dog, as we know. That's now 10 out of his last 11, I believe, and he didn't have it all his own way. He had to work around the early leader. That was then. The other two big guns in the race were back in the field, but when he got to the lead, he's got so much stronger. That's what's made him such a talented dog. And yeah, he's up in the top one or two chances that Tasmania have of winning the Hobart 1000, I would have thought.
Big raps on Fantastic Spiral in the next, but it was the local hope, Eyes on Destruction, too good.
Certainly was. Like, Fantastic Spiral came here with five recent wins, one of them in 29.70-something at Wentworth Park, six-dog field. I think most people thought it was going to be Time and Margins. Well, it was, except the Time and Margins belonged to Eyes on Destruction. Now with Shane Whitney, very, very high-class young bitch, because she did win a heat of the Breeders in 26.04. She's right back to her best.
And in race number 8, the final leg, it was Windburn Rush who notched up win number 10 for Ben England.
Yeah, she's a talented bitch, and it was good to see her begin and cross and, you know, have a confident win like that, because she really is quite a talent. And the 26.25 was very close to the 26.23 Eyes on Destruction ran.
And Windburn Wizard made it a double for the Windburn Racing Team, this one trained by Scott Bryan.
Not a more deserved win anywhere around than Windburn Wizard. As we know, he won the Group 2 launching pad in Melbourne earlier in the year. Then he had a horrible tendon injury which kept him off the sidelines for 192 days. Had no luck last week, and then this week off box one showed what he's really made of, went 25.95. And he's another young Tasmanian dog that will be a contender next week.
Bit Hot Rusty bounced back to winning form again for the Whitney camp.
He's a funny dog, Bit Hot Rusty, but he began a lot better than normal on Thursday night. Look, he was just really in the zone after a few, you know, flat runs. But 26-29 is the best he's done, and there's no fluke about it.
And a total blowout in the last with Washington.
It was. Look, Kieran Ebden hasn't had many greyhounds to race since he's been training. That's certainly his first winner. And look, the way Washington won, he probably shouldn't have been the rough odds that he was, because he absolutely won fair and square. Winburn Blaze got home strongly towards the finish, but was never really going to beat him.
Have you got a greyhound for us to follow this week, Greg?
Look, one of that litter that Anthony Bullock's got, Triple Century in race two. I just like the way he ran after a few ordinary runs, and the whole litter have got burned, and I think he'll be winning pretty soon.
Good on you, Greg. Thanks for that, and we'll chat to you next week about the Hobart 1000.
No worries.
On the air and on the net, racing information when and how you need it. This is Radio TAB.
Exciting race meetings we're going to check on today. Launceston tomorrow night, Devonport on Tuesday. Back racing at Devonport, the Tuesday afternoon slot. And to tip us all the winners, a very good morning to Rick Puccinelli. How are you, Rick?
Well, Shane.
Now, what's the confidence level like looking at this program tomorrow night?
Yeah, we'll get the quaddie at both venues and our best bets will salute.
Okay, I'm excited already. So race number five, you've got Tax Toy coming off a last start win.
Yeah, Shaney, he's got to be clear on top pick. He very good run in Hobart on Tuesday afternoon. He's a very, very promising greyhound. He'll be quite short, but I think he'll be very hard to beat. Six, Tax Toy. How's that Grace own individual time last week was 30.26. She runs around that mark, she'll be thereabouts. I put her in for second. Winburn Charm's going very good, Shane. Number eight needs the fence, but if it has any luck, it'll be thereabouts. And three, Tay's Intention. Didn't mind its run in Hobart on Tuesday. Thought it had some chance. 6, 7, 8, and 3.
In the second leg, you must have been impressed with the performance of Sound Effort last week.
Super run, Shane. I don't know if box one was, you know, the reason why it was so good to begin and ran very good splits, but look, seeing's believing. I think it might spear to the lead and be very hard to beat again. I've got it on top. Hancock's, I think, second pick, and I really do think the winner will come out of those two to play further the quaddy. I went number one, Buckle Up on them, and number four, Shanlon Vapor. I really like 3 and 2 to beat 1 and 4.
In the third leg, you've got Glamour Gas going great guns at the moment.
Yeah, Shane, look, she raced Thursday night and she had no luck at all. She wants the fence. She's a winner here in 30 and 11. I just think from box six, she'll be very, very hard to beat. I put her on top. A greyhound that might be the likely leader in the race is What It Shrinks. Now, he didn't lead in Hobart on Thursday night. He was very heavily backed, but he couldn't lead. The dog called Bit Hot Rusty, zoomed to the lead, and this dog couldn't get round him. Look, a lot better on the bunny and got a good chance, What It Shrinks. One, Hellier Evans, come up with box one. He's got a very poor statistic on the track, but box one will be a very, very big help to him. And number seven, dog called I Did A Rod. He can be slow out. He runs centre of the track. He's got very, very good mid-race speed. From box seven, he'll show up. 6, 2, 1, and 7.
And in the last leg, Classic Joel just needs a touch of luck.
Yeah, Shane, I think he's clearly the best dog in the race, and I think for that reason you've got to put him on top. And you just got to sit back and take the stats of Anthony Bullock's runners lately. He's trained many a winner over the last 3 or 4 months, and Classic Joel could be another one for Anthony Bullock. 4 on top. I put in Surf's Up Nova. Definitely reserves its best form for the Launceston track. Didn't mind its run in Hobart on Tuesday afternoon when it was working home very, very stylishly. I put in for second. Red Fang's actually dropping a bit in class, and he actually come up with the pink box, which will be a help to him. I thought he had some chance, number 8. And 2, King Lock's Way. It was slow out on Thursday night and was spotted on the videos running home very, very strongly along the fence. She's won 3 of 5 on this track, which is a good little statistic. 4, 6, 8, and 2.
That makes the quaddie for Rick for tomorrow night in Launceston in the first leg, 6, 7, 8, 3. Second leg, 3, 2, 1, 4. In the third leg, it's 6, 2, 1, 7. In the last leg, 4, 6, 8, and 2. What about a best?
Shane, if seeing's believing, I think there's a very, very promising young pup coming through the grade in a dog called Gearbox Charlie. He's had 3 starts. He can't do much more than have 3 wins. I think he'll make it 4 out of 4. I think he's a promising pup. Race 11, number 3, Gearbox Charlie.
Back on the home ground on Tuesday at Devonport. Smickles is flying of late for Keith Nichols.
Yeah, I can't see why husband and wife can't actually quinella the race. I really went 4 and 5, Smickles and Silver Pierre. I think they might quinella the race. I think the other dangers are 7 Baron Impact and 8 Dark Vito. I think the winner slots in those four. I'll be shell-shocked if I don't actually tip the Quinella and the Trifecta in those four.
In the second leg, Proven Fantasy has been handed the red rope.
Yeah, Shane, look, hasn't raced for 6 weeks, but look, it's got a very, very good chance. I think it's clearly on top. Golden Sage got a poor record from box 5, but look, going very good. And I liked it second behind Buckle Up Bob, and it's got a chance. 4 Julia Flies will probably one of the likely leaders, and 8 Despicable Lee. 1, 3 from 4 on the track, got some chance. 1, 5, 4 and 8.
In the third leg, major chances look to be drawn the centre of the track.
Yeah, Shane, look, I went with number 4 Underground only for the simple reason that it's drawn inside Mini Mogul. I think the 4 and the 5 might be the two dogs to fight it out. Thought that other chances were 1 Great Taylors, didn't mind its run in Hobart on Thursday night, spotted running home very strongly over the 340s, come up with the red box, and Kalamak Baz. Now, he's got a massive motor. I just keep going back to a 25-68 win from box 4 when he led all the way. You've got to include 4, 5, 1 and 2.
And in the last leg, Classy Field, the invitation race, quick advance coming off the last start, Launceston win, back on his favourite track.
Yeah, clearly it's his best track, Cheney. His Launceston win was only media, I thought he's 30-62. He should have gone a bit quicker than that. But look, you've got to go with She's All Class. The last start second on the track to Wee Fire in Launceston. Before that, ran fourth to an invitation to Senior Slammer, and you know how good opinion I've got of Senior Slammer. 6 on top. 5 quick advance for second. Now, the drawn dog's number 1, Dirty Rich. Got good speed, got a chance from an inside draw, and 2, King Nitro. 6, 5, 1 and 2.
The quality for Devonport on Tuesday for the followers of the Rick Puccinelli bandwagon. 4, 5, 7, 8 in the first leg. In the second leg, 1, 5, 4 and 8. Third leg, we're on 4, 5, 1 and 2. In the last, 6, 5, 1 and 2. What about a best for Devonport?
Shane, you won't get Rich backing it, but this is a very, very good bitch. Race 10, number 4, Demi Kelly. Win in Hobart was super behind Riley's Rogue. She's, you know, outstanding bitch. She's got a 25.76 PB beside her name. I think she'll settle in the first 2 or 3 rail and be too strong. Race 10, number 4, Demi Kelly.
So both meetings, the best bets are late. In Launceston, race 11, number 3, Gearbox Charlie. Devonport, race 10, number 4, Demi Kelly. Thanks for your efforts today, Rick.
Thanks, Shane.
And we look forward to your company again next Sunday.
This is Radio TAB Australia.